Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying the Scriptures, taking a look at the kingdom principle of ministering in the opposite spirit. We know from Jesus' words, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you or mistreat you, that Jesus taught this biblical kingdom principle of ministering in the opposite spirit. The spirit of the world would say, hate your enemies. Take vengeance on those who hurt you, mistreat you, or abuse you. And yet the opposite spirit, which is the spirit of God living inside a born-again believer, would compel us or constrain us with the love of Christ to minister in the opposite spirit. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the apostle writes along this same theme. In the Amplified translation, it reads, never return evil for evil or insult for insult, scolding, tongue-lashing, berating, but on the contrary, blessing, praying for their welfare, happiness, and protection, and truly pitying and loving them. For know that to this you have been called, that you may yourselves inherit a blessing from God, that you may obtain a blessing as heirs, bringing welfare and happiness and protection. This tremendous scripture gives us the very heart of God, that though we live in a world that's so often filled with angry words, hateful words, spite and envy and jealousy, we are called to something completely different. We are called to the opposite spirit, you could say. Never return evil for evil or insult for insult, but on the contrary, blessing, praying for their welfare. For know that to this you have been called. Truly, this is the call of God on our lives. Are you ministering in the opposite spirit when you encounter the spirit of the world in your workplace, in the classroom, on the street, in your city, or sometimes even in your own home? This is the very thing to which we have been called. The story has been told of the former communist dictator in East Germany, Erich Honecker, that he had been released from the hospital where he had been undergoing treatment for cancer. There was probably no single person in all of East Germany who was more despised and hated than he. He had been stripped of all of his offices, and even his own Communist Party had kicked him out. He was booted out of the villa he was living in, and the new government refused to provide him and his wife with accommodations. They stood, in essence, homeless on the street. But some Christians stepped in. A pastor who was in charge of a Christian help center north of Berlin was asked by another church leader if he would be willing to take the Honeckers in. The pastor and his family decided that it would be wrong to give away a room at their center that could be used for a needy family or an apartment that their staff needed. Instead, they took the former dictator and his wife into their own private home. It must have been a strange scene when the old couple arrived. The former absolute ruler of the country was being sheltered by one of the Christians whom he and his wife had despised and persecuted. In East Germany, there was a great deal of hate toward the former regime, and especially toward Honecker and his wife, Margot, who had ruled the educational system there for 26 years with an iron hand. She had made sure that very few Christian children were able to go on for a higher education. And in fact, there were 10 children in this pastor's family, and 8 of them had applied for further education over the years and all had been refused a place at the college because they were Christians. The pastor was asked why he and his family opened their door to such detestable people. The pastor had seen the Lord's command to love one's enemies and found it applied in just such a case as this. We have no bitterness in our hearts, the pastor said, because as we follow our Lord, we are able to truly forgive. This pastor and his wife were able to do what Jesus called them to do, not to return evil for evil, though they themselves, their own family members, had been recipients of the evil of the communist system through this very couple. But instead of returning evil for evil or insult for insult, they did what the Word of God says, and on the contrary, they returned blessing because they knew that it was to this that they had been called. A prison inmate who had given his heart to Christ found this lesson of Scripture hard to apply, yet by the grace of God, he did it. Roy was a prison inmate who, after becoming a Christian, had some very hard life lessons to unlearn. All of his life, he had been taught to hate his enemies, particularly those within those prison walls. And one of his most trying enemies was a man named Rodney, who stole his radio and his headphones one day while Roy was playing volleyball in the prison yard. It was an expensive radio, a gift from his mother. The earphones had been a Christmas present from his sister. Roy was angry and he wanted revenge, but as he prayed about it, it seemed to him that God was testing him. Day after day, Roy wanted to respond violently, to knock the wisecrack grin off Rodney's face, but Romans 12:20 and 21 kept coming to his mind. Paul's instruction to avoid vengeance, leaving it to God to settle the score. Roy began to look at Rodney through God's eyes and have compassion on him, and he began to pray for him. He began trusting God to accomplish something in Rodney's life there in that prison. Time went by, and Roy's hatred for Rodney began fading, and he found himself helping his enemy and telling him about Jesus. Then one day, Roy later wrote, I saw Rodney kneeling down next to his bunk reading his Bible, and I knew that good had overcome evil. Roy had to learn that he could not return evil for evil if he was going to walk with the Lord. This is God's call on every believer's life. You may not be in a prison setting today. You may not be faced with having to forgive and bless a national leader who persecuted your family and other Christians. But there may be someone in your immediate life situation that challenges you as much as those two stories I just shared challenged those people. You may live with someone who every day treats you with contempt, with disrespect, with unkindness. And yet, the word of God for you is the same. Never return evil for evil or insult for insult, scolding, tongue lashing, berating, but on the contrary, blessing, praying for their welfare, happiness, and protection, and truly pitying and loving them. For know that to this you have been called, that you may yourselves inherit a blessing from God. God wants you to inherit a blessing, but you have to understand it is to this you have been called. You must bless when someone else curses you. You must bless with your words when someone else insults you. You must give when someone else is stingy with you. God wants you to minister in the opposite spirit of the world. Are you in an unhappy marriage today and you have truly tired of the treatment you've been receiving at the hands of your spouse? Are you weary of the unkind words, the anger perhaps that you're enduring. God's advice is perfect for you. Never return evil for evil or insult for insult, but on the contrary, blessing, praying for their welfare. Know that to this you've been called, that you may yourselves inherit a blessing. God is able to turn the most uncomfortable, the most despairing of situations around, but there's a spiritual principle that must be applied that will put pressure on that spirit of the world that's been putting pressure on you. And it is this, that you are to minister in the opposite spirit, releasing the power of God into that situation, releasing the love of God into that dark place, releasing the blessing of God into that place that's oppressive with its curse of heavy hatred, unkindness, disagreeableness. If you'll apply the principle of ministering in the opposite spirit, you will see God change the atmosphere by your obedience. God wants you to inherit a blessing. Obtain that blessing by ministering in the opposite spirit. This is a scriptural principle that we see Jesus exhort his disciples to pursue. We see it reiterated in the epistles, and Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and his word never fails. Watch God do something amazing through your obedience. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.